This is the Quality News Network. A breakthrough today is leading UN and U.S. officials attempt to broker peace negotiations in the Middle East. Israel says it supports a regional summit, and Saudi Arabia says changes in a stalled peace initiative are possible. Another major advance for peace. An historic meeting today in Belfast is thought to mean peace in Northern Ireland. Catholic and Protestant leaders agreed to a power-sharing unity government beginning May 8th. In Iran, the government says the 15 British troops seized in boundary waters between Iran and Iraq Friday may be charged in court. London, Washington, and Baghdad have called for the troops' release. The UN Security Council adopted new sanctions against Iran this weekend. The Iranian government remains defiant. The U.S. Senate begins debate today on binding legislation to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq by this time next year. The pullout is tacked onto a spending bill of more than $121 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Bush has promised a veto. In Iraq, 5 U.S. soldiers were killed and 4 wounded in 2 bombing incidents over the weekend. Sectarian violence claimed the lives of 89 Iraqis, 48 were wounded. On Capitol Hill, Republican support for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is faltering. That after Justice Department emails reveal Gonzalez was actively involved in the firing of 8 federal prosecutors, despite his earlier statements to the contrary. In Pakistan, police have arrested more than 1,000 demonstrators protesting the government's removal of the country's chief justice. He was suspended because his rulings on human rights violations displeased Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. More than a dozen top judges and government officials have also quit in protest. In Egypt today, voters are facing a referendum on major constitutional changes. Police state powers would be increased, judges would no longer supervise elections, and Egypt's president would be given the power to unilaterally dissolve the elected parliament. In the Gulf of Mexico, 2 Princess cruise passengers were found in relatively good health after spending more than 4 hours in the water yesterday. The young couple apparently fell 50 to 60 feet from their cabin balcony.
Run for your lives. The lenders are coming. They're in the mailbox. They're overloading your email. They're on the phone. They won't be denied. The best rate, the biggest bargain, fewer points, too much information. Gold Coast Financial to the rescue. They can offload the overload and handcraft a loan that suits your needs. Are you on lender overload? Relief is just minutes away. Call Gold Coast Financial, 831-649-8757. 831-649-8757. Gold Coast Financial.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of The Duplication Connection, and I want to help you grow your business. At The Duplication Connection, we specialize in CD and DVD duplication in quantities from 1 to 1 million. If your company needs mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, you can now use us as one of your primary marketing tools. Thousands of our customers have depended on our fast turnaround and superior quality product for almost 20 years, and so will you. Please call us at 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
Authorities have discovered the contaminated cat and dog food recalled throughout the U.S. and Canada contains rat poison. Over 90 brands are involved, including some of the most expensive. Pets have already died. Scientists say they don't know the long-term effects. This week, Taiwan will close off 600 yards of an important highway to create safe passage for the migration of millions of milkweed butterflies. Ultraviolet lights will guide the indigenous creatures across a highway bypass, and nets will be strung above roads to protect the butterflies from cars. Citigroup will release its restructuring plan next month. The banking company is expected to eliminate 15,000 employees and place a charge against earnings of more than $1 billion. Intel reported today it intends to build a $2.5 billion chip factory in northeast China. The factory will supply Chinese customers and is expected to be completed in 2010. The Lundberg survey reports gas prices rose 5.6 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.61. The prices indicate strong demand and a lag in oil production. Light sweet crude is trading today at $62.97 a barrel. Gold at $666.40 an ounce. You can find more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
Okay, everybody, wake up. Time to start another week here on the Head On Network, and I'm always happy to begin the week and the day here at the Head On Radio Network. So, wake up! And when I say wake up, I don't just mean in the physical sense. Of course, I mean wake up, wake yourself up to the reality of what's going on, and stop pretending that the people in charge of the country right now are anything but a bunch of crooks who are actively trying to rip you off. How is everybody doing today? Actually, today's kind of a sad day for me, because today is 18 months to the day when my dear, lovely, wonderful wife passed away, September 26, 2005. And it's been a rough year and a half. And it seems like it's a long time, but you know, I can remember her like it was yesterday. And you know, I have a confession to make. I was not there in the hospital when she died. This wasn't a quick death. You know, for those of you who haven't heard the story before, my wife passed away from pancreatitis, and it was a slow, lingering, painful death, and the wrong type. That, you know, the type that nobody should really suffer. But what makes it even worse is the fact that my poor wife worked so hard all of her life and never did anything to hurt anybody, as far as I know. She was the type of Christian that I wish we had more of, because she was a very caring person, very selfless, loved her children, loved me. And when I see some of the callous, hateful people who wind up living to a ripe old age, it just makes me frustrated, and it makes me wonder about the very idea of cosmic justice. So, but it is 18 months, and it's not really an anniversary year and a half, but I think about her all the time. So I'm dedicating today's show to her and all of that. Anyway, I'm just kind of getting up myself, so I'm a little incoherent. I got up and I had to use a restroom, and I couldn't because my roommate was in there, and the upstairs is being rented right now to some people, so I couldn't go up there, so I'm kind of like pacing the floor. I gotta go. If you've ever had to do that, it's really, really annoying. And then you get in there, it's like, ah, and you just sit there for a while and let the good feelings roll over you. Because there's not, you know, there's no better feeling than that, than to be able to. I don't want to say anything that sounds too gross, okay? And I'm going to say we need porta potties for everyone here at the Head On Network. You know, she works at that board sometimes 12 hours a day, and she doesn't get much of a chance to go to the restroom. So, and I've been talking about, you know, maybe moving the whole studio into the toilet so I can just sit there and do the show from the toilet. Some people say I already do the show from the toilet, but that's another story. It was actually a quiet weekend, news-wise, and I took advantage of some wonderful weather here in Chicago, and it went up to like 70 degrees yesterday. It was a little cloudy, but very nice. And I went down to the Lincoln Park Zoo. For those of you who aren't familiar with Chicago, don't know anything about the Lincoln Park Zoo, the Lincoln Park Zoo is probably the largest free zoo in the country. It's absolutely free. In fact, that kind of caught me off guard. I'd never even heard of that before until I moved out here. And I was actually living not far from there. And I thought, well, I'll take a walk up there, because I hadn't gone, because I figured, you know, I can't afford the admission price. So, you know, I generally don't go to stuff. But then I just thought, well, you know, it's in part of a big park, so I'll just walk around. And I said, well, here's the entrance. I don't see any place where they're selling tickets or anything. And I just walked right in. I said, is something wrong? Did I find a, you know, back entrance? And it was just free. And you got lions there, and you've got tigers and bears, oh my, and you've got sea lions, and you've got penguins, giraffes. It's a very nice zoo, and it's free. It's absolutely freaking free, and that astounds me that they can do that. But it's a great part of being in a big city like Chicago. They got another zoo called the Brookfield Zoo, which does charge to get in. It's supposedly much bigger, but you know what? Free, damn it. Free. Everything should be free. On the house. Everything's on the house, ladies and gentlemen. All the drinks are on the house. On me. And if you can collect on that, good luck. But there hasn't been a lot going on news-wise. It was a quiet news weekend. I'm hearing more and more trickles about Mr. Gonzalez and about how he just basically lied. And I saw a very great clip, a very funny clip with, who was it, Mary O'Donnell and Senator Patrick Leahy. And she was saying, hey, you've got Karl Rove coming in. The president said he'll come in and talk to you privately. Won't you get the truth then? And Leahy practically laughed at her. He said, these guys, he didn't say it in these words, but basically his attitude was, these guys haven't told the truth from day one. Why should we believe them now? Let's do it the way it's supposed to be done. Get them under oath and get them public, I mean, that's the long and short of it right there. Let's do it like that. Because they don't, even when Bush and Cheney testified, they testified together, which never happens. Only these guys get away with that stuff. Cheney gets to hold Bush's hand. There's no oath. So there's no obligation to tell the truth, and you can't trust these guys to tell the truth. I mean, they've been lying about damn near everything since they got into office. But only people like O'Donnell, who has got to be paid by the GOP, because there's no way she could be that stupid a journalist. There is there. But there's no way she should be able to get away with saying things like, you just don't trust the White House, do you? Why don't you just let them do anything they want to be? What do they want to do? The president's always right. And I'm like, screw you. Under oath. But these guys, and somebody pointed out, I think it was Avedon Carroll on the sideshow, pointed out that these guys want an imperial president, basically. They want the president to have powers above and beyond anything the founding fathers wanted. Well above and beyond, and that's that's Dick Cheney's thing. He was very upset with a lot of the stuff that happened post Watergate, because Nixon crossed the line, and the Congress had to put the kibosh on him, and Cheney didn't like that, and so they've been trying to ramp this up, and the president, Mr. Bush is just declaring executive privilege for everything. And, I thought it was funny how he was claiming executive privilege even while he was saying he wasn't involved. He said, I wasn't involved in any discussions about the firings of the attorneys, but I'm going to say executive privilege to keep it from being known. So wait a minute, how can you say executive privilege? And that's what one of the White House press team finally asked Tony. Says, how can he claim executive privilege if he's also claiming he hasn't said everything? I mean, what's the deal? And he's like, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. My God! And all I can think of is that if it was a Democratic president, because every Democrat that runs for office, whether I personally like them or not, every Democrat that runs for office gets every single phrase they utter, every syllable, dissected and pieced together. Anyway. If you want to give me a call, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON, if you want to talk about this. The Beatles break. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters of problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Here's a little test for you. Identify the following water-saving devices around your home. Using water wisely is important since our growing population puts pressure on this limited resource. Ready? That's water-saving device number 19, your outdoor faucet. Check faucets, sprinklers, and hoses for drips or leaks to save water and money. That's your toothbrush, water-saving device number 54. Turn the faucet off while you brush and save up to 25 gallons a month. It's water-saving device number 11, your water bill. If it's unusually high, you could have a leak. Learn to detect and repair leaks by contacting your water provider. Last clue? That's BeWaterSmart.net, a helpful website full of water-saving tips from the Water Conservation Coalition and your local water provider. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water. Use it wisely.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Cup of Joe radio show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man's thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the number to call in is 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And I hope you're doing well out there. What's going on with the chat room? You know, I hate these Java chat rooms. You know, we've got a Java chat room that runs our... That we get to, you know, the producer and I get to talk to each other and make sure everything's in, you know, in click with each other. And every now and then it just goes a little goofy because it's a Java chat room, and Java chat rooms suck. And so I can't read what anybody's saying right now because the Java chat room has decided to go kablooey on me. I'm always whining about something stupid or other. So if Agnes has any messages for me, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to see him until this thing settles itself out. Was really nothing than the Democratic responders do, but the biggest person that gets hit on is of course Hillary Clinton from New York, you know, as everybody knows, you know, wife of President Bill Clinton and the very intelligent lady, and you know, I'm one of those people who say if she gets nominated, I will vote for her. It's as simple as that. Who I will support in the process, during the nomination process, I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll be honest and say my preferred candidate is Al Gore. He is the one I am hoping will run, and he's hopefully going to come in by the end of the year. And if he does, then he's got my vote. But in the meantime, I'm just kind of staying out of it. And you know, the press is playing up every little comment between Obama and Hillary, and blowing it up into huge mountains. You know, as they always do, they turn Democratic molehills into mountains and Republican mountains into molehills. He lied about a blowjob. He's got to go to jail. He's got to get kicked out. And, of course, he didn't even really lie about a blowjob. He lied about going to war. He killed 3,200 American soldiers and God knows how many Iraqis, but he's our guy. We're the Washington press corps, and we know everything. Oh, boy. Isn't it great and wonderful to have all these wonderful people here? Oh, Lenny. We love the Republicans. And who are the Republican nominees? Who are these jerks? Mitt Romney, who Walcott calls Oven Mitt Romney. I like that. I'm sure he didn't get that. He didn't make that up by himself, but it doesn't matter. Rudy Giuliani. As if he's going to get any votes in the South, right? Like some slackjaw is going to vote for any Italian guy from New York. They're so xenophobic down there. Why do you think most of our presidents have been Southerners lately? I mean, you can say, well, George Bush isn't really a Southerner. You know, screw that. The Southerners vote for him like crazy. And he knows how to play the Christian card, so he gets away with it. He's certainly not from New York City. Nobody real live in New York City, you understand? Only real people live out here in the woods, and we cut brush, and we screw sheep. Those are the real people, boy. Not them boys from New York City. They never did anything anybody ever wanted to do. They never did anything for us anyway. You know, a bunch of slack jaws. Therefore, most of our presidents lately have been from the South. It's very annoying. I'm trying to think about Kennedy is the last one I could think of who was from the Northeast specifically. LBJ was from Texas, right? Nixon was a Californian. And he was really the last, wasn't it? You had Carter, Ford, I don't know where the hell Ford was. Oh, he's from Illinois, Michigan, wasn't he? Midwest. So, and then you had Carter from the South. Then you had Bush too, who was Texas. You know, Reagan, South California. Yeah, that's it. Reagan was California. But you know, again, he played the Christian card. He knew how to play the Christian card. But yeah, Carter, Reagan, Bush won. Bill Clinton. And now Bush, too. And they've pretty much all been Southern types. Certainly on the Democratic side, they've been Southern types. All of them. Since Kennedy was the last Democratic president who wasn't a Southerner. Because you had LBJ, you had Carter, right? And you had Clinton. All of these guys were Southerners. And in the case of Carter and Clinton, pretty hardcore Southerners. But you can't have that, you know. You can't have, The Dixiecrats will not vote for somebody outside of their own type. And if I do have a phone call, by the way, I have no way of knowing because this Java applet thing, and Java sucks, has completely disappeared. All I see is white screen. So if there's anybody calling in, I'm sorry, I have no idea. I have no idea if you're there at all. So, and I can't refresh the screen. Let's try it. Let's try doing that and see how that works. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be complaining. It's just in the morning. What was I saying? We were talking about Hillary Clinton. And, you know, like I said, if she gets the nomination, I will vote for her. Okay? I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for any Democrat over any of these idiot Republicans. Oh, and the Republican nominees, who the hell are they? You know, I'm not voting for Mitt Romney. I'm not voting for Rudy Giuliani. I'm not voting for Newt Gingrich. Who are they going to put in there? Jeb Bush? They're going to find another Bush in there? I mean, what are they thinking? Well, maybe they're going to sit this one out like they sat out '96 with Bob Dole, because that's pretty much what they did. They pretty much sat out the '96 election. They let Clinton have it. Hang on a second. Let me get some water here. Let me try to get my head together. You know, my problem as a radio show host, ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm easily distracted. And when something goes wrong, I haven't quite mastered the art of ignoring it and going on with my points. Because I have you know, my train of thought is very easily derailed sometimes. So, anyway. Oh, here we go again. Now it's really disappeared. Now they got to reload the whole thing again. Oh, man. I love this Java chat rooms. But, you know, it's funny when you listen to the mainstream press who just cheerlead for Republicans. They get, you know, they literally almost have the cheerleader outfits on. And all of the problems that these guys have had, I think between Romney, Giuliani, and Gingrich, they've had like 9 wives between them. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has stuck with Bill Clinton for a long time. And all this talk about, you know, well, if Hillary gets in the White House, will Bill be able to behave himself? Oh, that was another. You know, Rudy Giuliani was in the process of divorcing his wife, which means technically he was still married, and he moved his mistress into the Gracie Mansion with him. And that was a huge scandal in New York. And he's playing everything up. Everything up he's playing is on his quote-unquote performance during 9/11, which at the beginning even I bought. But then he screwed over the New York firefighters. And it got so bad, I don't know if you remember this, but it was in the news. It was the truth that the firefighters in the New York Police Department started to fight one another, because they had to call the cops in to get the firefighters to stop protesting, because the firefighters were sick of being dumped on, which is what they were. Which is what they were being. So you ask a New York City firefighter about Rudy Giuliani, and they'll tell you. You know, I really don't know how many votes Rudy's going to get in New York to begin with, New York State. I really don't know. Anyway, it's a little early. But let me go ahead, Agnes. Let me go ahead and take a little break here. I want to see if I can fix this Java problem. And in the meantime, we'll come back later. Let's take a little break. And if you want to call in, give it a shot. 1-877-443-2366. We'll be back with more on the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at headonradionetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
Headonradionetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at headonradionetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wide Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard today to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
In recognition of our local scout troops,
recognizing Mrs. Wiley's efforts to rebuild our...
The award for best effort goes to this...
It's important to reward good work. That's why the new Conservation Security Program rewards farmers and ranchers who practice good stewardship. The Conservation Security Program rewards the best and motivates the rest. This message is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show, and the situation has resolved itself in as much as the chat room is concerned. I'm sorry about that. You know, people said, don't talk about technical stuff. Don't talk about technical stuff, because you turn everybody off. Don't you know that? Don't you know that that you turn everybody off when you do that? And that's not, I'm not imitating Agnes Kincaid, because Agnes sounds lovely, and she's not the one saying that stuff. I just like the bitchy voice, like, what's wrong with you? Like Kevin Meaney. Everybody remember Kevin Meaney, the comedian? What's wrong with you? You can put your brother's eye out with that microphone. That's not right. You're not right.
So I'm still trying to get my head together. I had to reload some stuff during the break, you know, and it's really, really annoying, and I'm sorry. Anyway, apparently Katie Couric was on 60 Minutes, and she didn't make somebody at my left wing very happy. And when I first heard about that she was going to be put in charge of be the anchor of NBC News, I just kind of shook my head, and I thought, I just can't believe this. And you think that the so-called professionals in the news would get the hint that people really want news. And Katie, you know, she was the Today Show person, and I remember her. But she was, you know, she would pretend to be a journalist, but she was just really, oh hi, how are you? Very nice. And what I was thinking of, there was people remember the old comic strip Bloom County, that was done by Berkeley Breathe. What kind of weird name is that, Berkeley Breathe? But at any rate, they had one where they were introducing the new anchor, who was like formerly the weather girl, and she was just a total, you know, airhead. And now our new anchor woman is gonna tell us about the multi train crash that killed 42 people. Claire, hi. Oh gross. Oh gross. And that's what I think of whenever I get the idea in my head of Katie Couric anchoring the news, you know. Oh gross. More people died in Baghdad today. Oh, that's so disgusting. I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about some fashion. The fashion world is very... You just wish they would just kind of... You just wish that their heads would explode or something. You know, when you see stuff like that. And you know it's just plain wrong. On many, many levels. And apparently she was interviewing John Edwards or something. And you know, they've been dissing John Edwards, too. And it's just become impossible for a Democratic candidate to be taken seriously. it's just become impossible. They diss on Obama over stupid stuff. They diss on Hillary over stupid stuff, and they blow it so out of proportion. You know, I keep waiting for the old canards. You know, the old jokes. You know, Barack Obama and his wife practiced celibacy before marriage. They practiced celibacy. Can you believe that? Celibacy. And, you know, he's got friends who are thespians. Thespians. You don't want to have thespians, do you? And, you know, the slack jaws are like, I'm afraid of them thespians. What's a thespian? I don't know, but I'm afraid of them. And, you know, that celibacy stuff. Not too sure about that. Well, what does celibacy mean? I don't really know. But he, you know, the way he said it, it sounded bad. Excuse me. When I do these voices, sometimes my throat does this. Hang on. I have earned more than $7 an hour for 42 years, and God help me if we get them Democrats in. I've been a loyal Republican for 42 years. You know, it's funny because I rented the Blues Brothers, actually borrowed from the library, and I was upset because the disc was messed up. It kept skipping over parts. It was obvious. I tried to clean it off because when you borrow these DVDs from the library, and I was just thinking about that line from Carrie Fisher when she's got John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd down there in the tunnel, and she's shooting at him, and she's, you know, because she had been jilted by Jake. John Belushi said, "I waited for you in celibacy at the altar, in celibacy." Well, actually, Carrie, we didn't expect you to be having sex at the ceremony. Although it would have been very interesting, I certainly would have taken pictures. But you know, people who, you know, and it's easy. You know, I remember once accusing a guy of being a Homo sapiens, and he got mad at me. You're Homo sapiens, aren't you? You're one of them Homo sapiens, aren't you? Don't you call me that. Don't you call me that. And people fall for it. You know, that's what gets me, is that people fall for it. It's not that these, you know, guys like Bush and guys like Mitt Romney and guys like Giuliani and you know, the so-called professionals in the media. It's not so much that they do that. It's that people fall for it. And I find myself falling for some stuff every now and then. Just whatever talking points they've got coming up. And it makes you want to pull your hair out. Because it's impossible to have a serious discussion. It's like an email I got from somebody the other day. You know, saying, you know, you should have the right wingers on your show so you can argue with them and talk to them. And I'm like, no. Look, let the other guys do that. You know, and the other guys do it so much better than me. Me, I just lose my temper and start cursing and stuff like that. And while that might be good for ratings temporarily, the FCC, even though this is an internet station, doesn't take really kindly to that. And I'm trying to, of course, you know, sell the show to an investor. And of course, with the show going the way it is today, that's not going to happen. So we're going to make sure nobody hears the show, because this is a real clunker, this one. but no, I'm just not going to do it. Let the other guys do that. I mean, there's no point in me debating the stupid stuff. I'm just simply going to tell you. Now, if you want to call in and talk about stuff, that's fine. And in fact, I really wish you would, because it would help me out. 1-877-443-2366. No, we're not going on break. I'm just giving the number out. If you want to come and call in, that's why my favorite show is on Friday, because I got Carol Kay coming in from MakeThemAccountable.com, and she gets out there, and you know, she just, you know, it's almost like with George Burns and Gracie Allen. George Burns used to say he had the greatest job in the world. All he had to do was say, "Tell me about your sister Gracie," and she'd go on talking for 20 minutes, and he didn't have to do anything. But it just frustrates you to see this thing day in and day out. And people wonder why we get upset. And they say, "Well, you know, you really shouldn't be so angry about that." Like we're not allowed to get angry. Like all the phony outrage that the Republicans have over pointless issues. An outrage they you know, that it's obviously fake. That they're just drumming up simply because they want to fire up their idiot, the slack jaw base.
And that they take seriously.
Well, you know, Ann Coulter was very upset the other day when someone called her, you know, an idiot. And, you know, there's really no room for this bad, disgraceful discourse in politics, because it's very bad that you can insult a very nice person like Ann Coulter. Did you know that Ann Coulter had called for all news people to be killed? Did you know that? Well, you know, she's just really joking about that. She doesn't really mean anything she says. She just says, why are you giving her any publicity? See, I'm doing the interview now. This is how the interview. Why are you giving her any publicity? Why are you putting her on the air in any way, shape, or form? Why are you putting Pat Robertson on the air? Why do you these people deserve no place in public discourse? I mean, as far as, you know, having their views aired on national TV, but yet you put them on time and time again. Well, you gotta understand, you know, we really have to put it on all sides of the story, and it's very important to get that. It is all. But let's get Charles Manson on next week to talk about whether or not the death penalty is fair, or prison sentences for homicidal maniacs. Let's get Charles Manson out there. If that's what fair and balanced means, you know, and we know with Fox. I mean, everybody knows that Fox News is Republican propaganda. Everybody with a brain, that is. Just like everybody knows. You know, the whole thing with the attorneys being fired and stuff like that, everybody knows that not only did Gonzalez have something to do with it, but also Karl Rove and George Bush. Everybody knows this. Excuse me. It's obvious. It's plain. It's clear. But nobody has the balls, so far, to get them under oath and to force the issue out in the open. But everybody knows it. Absolutely, positively. Anybody who doesn't believe that this and other things weren't organized by Mr. Cheney, by Mr. Bush to a certain extent, by whoever they happen to have as their enablers, like you know, the Attorney General or the Secretary of State. Anybody who doesn't believe that is an idiot. Because it's obvious, it's clear that these people are such control freaks. I remember in the movie A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. And granted, it's just a movie, I know, but the point of logic that Cruise was making, what he was saying that when Nicholson was bragging about how, you know, well, you know, when I give an order, it gets followed because, you know, we need people on standing on the walls, you see. We need people doing that. And it's not a Jack Nicholson imitation, obviously. I can't do Jack Nicholson. But he's like, you know, when I give an order, it's followed because that's the way it has to be because, you know, people's lives are at stake. But Tom Cruise asked him, he said, well, you know, then why did you have to send this guy away for his own protection? What? I mean, you said yourself you know, if you give an order, it gets followed, right? Because that's the way things are, because it has to be. And he said, well, you know, sometimes men take things in their own hands. No, that's not what you said. You said people follow orders or people die, period. There wasn't any... why would he need protection if you gave that kind of an order? And that's basically what we're seeing here, ladies and gentlemen. These guys are such control freaks. Gonzalez would not do this stuff on his own. And they always try to shield, you know, they tried to shield Reagan with Iran-Contra. They tried to shield Mr. Bush with Iran-Contra. Of course, Mr. Bush pardoned a whole ton of people before anything serious came out. And they're always trying to do that. But they don't do that for Democratic presidents. Well, you know, Bill Clinton had an affair and he tried to cover it up and, oh, he got to throw him out of office. Oh! Let's take a Puffy Yami Yumi break. We'll be back. And I'll catch my breath here. Give me a call, 1-877-443-2366. Last chance to get in on the show. We'll be back with more of the Head On Radio, Cup of Joe Radio Show here in the Head On Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why UnreportedNews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. UnreportedNews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to UnreportedNews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back here on the Cup of Joe radio show for the last 10 minutes or so. Hey, if you want to get in on the action, you got your last chance. 1-877-443-2366. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man, thinking man. Voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. And if you want to email me, my email is joe@cupjoe.com if you've got something you want to talk about or some bit of news that you want to pass on to me. You can always visit my blog, cupojoe.blogspot.com. And, of course, you know, and I keep forgetting to do this. This is why I'm a bad radio show. I'm a bad radio show host, ladies and gentlemen. You can put your eye out with a host like this. What's wrong with you? But anyway, I keep neglecting to mention my friends in the Head On Radio Network chat room. If you go to headonradionetwork.com and scroll down and to the right, you'll see a link that says chat room. And you can get in there and talk to some of the smartest people on the internets and all that. But they're very good people, and some of my regular callers come in there pretty often, too. I got an email the other day from somebody who said, you know, Joe, have you been podcasting your shows? Because I got to the XML from the White Rose Society had you at show 104. And I, you know, I wrote him back and said, you know, I don't have the heart to tell you this, but, you know, that was the pre-recorded show, which ended at show 113, I believe. And I've been doing shows live here on the Head On Network since April of last year. In fact, it's almost a year, isn't it? Wow, it's almost a year that I've been on the Head On Network. It doesn't seem that way. Time has really flown. And, you know, we've had different schedules. I started on Saturday, and then they moved me to Monday and Friday, and now I'm doing daily, which is kind of cool. And this is one of those days when I'm glad I only have to do an hour, because if I had to do another hour of this, I think I'd be going crazy. Cause I got nothing right now. And you know, cause there's so much going on. I mean, I could sit here and talk in detail, and I really let the other guys handle that because they do it so much better than I do. And me, I just try to keep the points very simple. And my point is that the Bush administration, the Republican leadership, their financial backers, and then some members of the so-called professional media, I might add, are in your house. I want you to imagine that they're in your house right now, right this day, and they're holding a gun to your head and robbing you blind, because that's exactly what they're doing every single day. Without question. And I want you to get that picture in your head. And the only protection you have is to have your brothers and sisters in the workforce with you, with their own guns pointing it right back at them. And I'm not saying this in the literal sense, I'm saying this in the metaphorical sense. Because the fact of the matter is that if working people stick together, and I'm not just talking about American workers, ladies and gentlemen, I mean workers all over the world. If they stick up for themselves, they can get the money that they deserve. And a lot of times, and I'll say this straight out, a lot of times as working people, ladies and gentlemen, we are our own worst enemies, because I've seen it. I work in, you know, I'm a working guy, people. I am a working person. I don't do this show for a living. Some people get that impression, but I don't. I don't make a penny on this show. Well, that's not necessarily true. I get some sponsors, and that helps pay some bills a little bit. But, you know, I don't earn enough to make a living on this show. And, you know, I have to go out there in the workplace, and I see what goes on. I'm not an idiot. I keep my ears open. I keep my eyes open. And I know also that I don't generally fit in with a lot of the other regular workers, and that's fine, because you know something, I really don't have the same kind of interest. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have my life as basically go to work, go home, drink some beer, watch some TV, and go to sleep and wake up and start all over again. I'm not like that. I've never been like that. I never will be like that. But often I hear people talk about how they take less breaks than other people, or you know how they work harder and all that. And you know, and the president of the AFL-CIO, I heard him give a speech. I think it was on YouTube actually, where he was talking about how non-union workers naively believe that if they work hard, they will get properly rewarded for it. When the truth of the matter is that they not only don't get rewarded, they often get punished for it. In the service, we used to have a term that if you're good at something, they'll just make you do it more. If you're really good at something, then you'll know how to get out of it. You know? On an episode of MASH, there was one character who was talking to another guy. He said, if you want to do something in the military, if there's a job you absolutely don't want to do, that you hate, you go out and you say this is the one job that you want to have in the entire military. You got to go out and say you got to make it so that if you don't get this job, you're going to commit suicide. The last thing in the world you're going to get is that job in the military. That's the way it works. And there seems to be an idea that if you're a working person, you have to be miserable. That there's something wrong with you if you're a happy worker. And some of the problems I have come from the fact that, you know, I like to enjoy myself. And while I take my work seriously, I don't necessarily take my job seriously. And a lot of bosses don't like that because, you know, you're supposed, this is how you earn your bread and butter. You must do what we say. And and it's very important that you do this because, you know, we have to take, and you know, if for crying out loud, what I'm doing is not that serious. You know, And I try to do a good job, and I get mad when I make a mistake. But where is it written? What law is it says that you have to be miserable when you work? But people enjoy, and people enjoy fighting amongst each other for favor from the boss, even if they don't like the boss, even if they know it's politics. We're our own worst enemies. And we've got to stop fighting amongst each other, because that's what they want. Because that's what they want. And for the most part, I'm not saying it's true of all workplaces, but for the most part, your bosses are basically robbing from you. That's why I always say, you know, if you're listening to the show at work, and if you're slacking off and you know, not doing your regular job, good for you. Slack off. Deal a little back. What am I worried about? Conscience? You know what? They've been lying to you. They've been stealing from you for the past 25, 30 years. You know what? Steal a little back. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Because that's what's been going on. Are you any better off now than you were, you know, 10, 15 years ago? Are you still dealing with the same problems? Are you not getting anywhere? And is the reason you're not getting anywhere is because you're not making as much enough money? And even those who are making a lot of money are finding their spending power to be a little bit more limited. While the price of everything goes up. Maybe they can still afford it, but they can see it to a certain extent. A house that cost... My dad bought his house in Florida. I think it was $25,000 he paid for that house. Obviously not all at once, but he paid $25,000. That same house now sells for like $150,000, and it's 20-something years old. It's ridiculous that housing has gone up so much over the last 20 or 30 years. And that's a tax. If you don't think that's a tax, because you have to have somewhere to live, and your salary hasn't gone up to match that, that would be inflation. That's what they talk about, inflation. Guys like Alan Greenspan talk about, oh, we can't have inflation. What that means is that we can't pay people what they deserve because we can't make gobs of money, right? Let me put an end to this. Let me stick a knife in this show because I think it's one. You know, Agnes is saying, oh, no, you're lovely. You're wonderful, Joe. I know when I've had a bad show, damn it. The Head On Radio, the Cup of Joe Radio Show is a production of the Head On Radio Network, the lovely, wonderful, and all too kind Agnes Kincaid running the board out there. Cup of Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by unreportednews.net, giving you the news that others won't report because it's inconvenient for them. And I want to thank everybody else for listening in. I want to thank the people in the Head On chat room. And just to remind you that Jeff Allen Wolf is next on all of your Head On Radio Network stations. And until tomorrow, when I'll be in better voice, hopefully, this is Joe Vecchio saying once again, hey, 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 get back to work. I'll lick a spoon of show. Do I need to go on? I want a cup of joe. Yeah, da 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 da.
Live from Studio 19 in Arizona, It's Jeff Allen Wolf, again on the Venture 3 Radio Network.
And back with you, folks, for the second hour of the show. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I had to calm down. I got to calm. You know, I'm sorry, folks. This political conversation, political issues, it's frustrating because we want to stand up for America. We want to say what's on our mind. I just get very upset when there's not more of an outrage, there's not more of commentary, there's not more of dialogue, there's not more. This, you know, people like Guy James and Bob Kincaid and Mark Levine and myself should be bombarded 24 hours a day with emails, with outrage, with phone calls when we're on the air, well, for those who can take calls, and just be constantly being written to saying, I stood up, I did this, I called my congressman, I did that, I can't believe that's happening. And people are so numb. The guys and gals, the men and women out there, are so numb to this. Half of you say, yeah, we agree with you.